Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. The phones are open. If you want to join us, you can do that. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, there's a sad story in the news about a real downside of inflation. We've talked a lot about people having a difficult time paying their bills, and you know, the electricity prices are going up, especially in Europe, but even here in the U.S., prices of everything are going up. And one of the things that people will start to do when the prices in life are going up is they're going to start looking at things that they can cut out of their life. And sadly, some people are looking at cutting their pets. So we will get into that story coming up here. It's Ian, Nikki, Bonnie here. The phones are 603-283-6160. But, Nikki, you had a story about a cop who is actually in some kind of trouble, which is rare.
Yeah.
For doing something. I guess, I'm guessing he got caught on video doing it.
Yeah, there is video.
He dragged or drug a woman into a jail by what body part?
I think her arms,
okay.
It looks like.
Okay.
She's handcuffed.
Yikes. That sounds
painful.
That
can really hurt, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really painful.
Bend your arms backwards.
Is this like a really big woman?
No, she looks like a small, normal-sized woman.
Tell me the story. What's going on and where'd this happen?
So this happened in Florida. So this happened in Tampa, Florida. A police officer in Tampa, Florida, who was videotaped dragging a handcuffed woman into jail, has been fired, authorities say.
Oh, wow.
Which is rare. Normally, police are not held accountable for their actions.
And this, as much as I think it sucks, it doesn't even sound like the worst thing I've ever heard a cop do not get fired for.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you hear the rest of the story, I'm actually kind of surprised that he was fired for this, because as we know, police usually aren't held accountable. But
in a lot of cases, they're not held accountable when there's no video. If there's video, then it helps. That it increases the odds that they'll be held accountable, although in many cases, they're still not held accountable. So this is still a surprise.
All the time, police shoot, murder people, and they're not held accountable.
Oh, it's not murder when they do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he might be, appealing this right now and get reinstated or something, too. That also happens.
Those stories have happened, yeah. That's true.
So an internal investigation determined that former officer Gregory Damond violated department policies during the November 17th incident, the Tampa Police Department announced Tuesday in a news release. The woman was being arrested for trespassing, according to the release. A body camera video shows her refusing to leave Damond's vehicle while parked at the jail, telling officer, "I want you to drag me." So that part was the reason why I was kind of surprised, because she told them to, but it's still, they're not supposed to drag a handcuffed person.
Well, what else are they supposed to do? Because didn't they do that to, Lauren Johnson? Her last name isn't Johnson.
Canario, Lauren Canario.
Yeah, didn't they do that to her because she went limp and refused to cooperate?
They didn't drag her. I think they picked her up. I think they had more than one officer.
This guy in the video, is he like a big guy, or do you think
he's kind of...
He doesn't look...
A bigger guy.
Is he fat?
Like, fat or...
No, he looks a little muscular.
Okay, so he's in
jail. So I was going to say, maybe he could have picked her up and chose not to.
Well, if he's at the jail, he can certainly call someone.
Yeah, for backup.
Right? It's not like he's all alone on the side of the road and he has to wrangle this woman by himself.
Yeah, and try to, restrain her, but it seems like he was probably pissed off because she wasn't really being compliant.
I mean, at the same time, she did ask for it.
Yeah, that's a little weird. To me, I felt like he shouldn't have got fired. I don't care at all, but it is a little weird. Like, I feel like if I said, I want you to drag me, I shouldn't be mad at somebody for dragging
doing
me.
It. He's like, all right.
I kind of respect it, though, that she's like, I'm not walking in there. You're going to have to drag
yeah,
me
that's
in
pretty,
there.
That's pretty ballsy.
Yeah but no you're going to have to drag me is also different than I want you to drag
yeah.
me. That's like, I give consent to being dragged.
She said, I want I you to.
That's, I didn't According watch the video,
okay.
but that's what it says in this article.
Mm.
That was the quote, I want you to drag me.
Yeah. That almost sounds a little kinky.
I know. That's yeah. what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Maybe it is like a police fetish thing. Mm. Who knows?
Ew. I hate that exists.
Gross. But
I know.
He did violate the department policy.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to. He could have simply said,
yeah.
you know, got on his radio and said, send somebody out. And
yeah.
then they would have sent somebody out from the jail. And then they could have just grabbed her by the arms and the legs and then just walked her into the jail that way.
Yeah.
Problem solved. In the case of Lauren Canario, who, for listeners that don't know the name, she was one of the earliest movers here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Prior to moving to New Hampshire, she made a stop down in New London, Connecticut, where they were trying to steal people's homes and ultimately did steal people's homes for this big building project that the government had.
That's terrible.
It turned it into a Supreme Court case called
They made
Kilo.
A movie. Oh, sorry. They made a movie about it called Little Pink House.
That's right. We haven't seen that, but we saw the trailer for it. It's called the Kilo versus New London case. It went to the Supreme Court, and unfortunately, the Supreme Court ruled in the favor of New London, which was the town in Connecticut that essentially said, what we want is we want to be able to take people's property by eminent domain and then use the property for private purposes. Because it used to be,
yeah.
it used to be the rule with the eminent domain used to be, okay, you want to expand the road at this
yeah.
place? Okay, well, then you can take people's property and you can use the threat of force
mm-hmm.
through eminent domain to take their property, expand the road. Oh, you want to put in a
Which
you know,
isn't
park
like,
or
isn't
whatever.
Better in my opinion, but...
Well, it is different.
It's, yeah.
I mean, it's still stealing people's property, but at least the excuse there is, well, it's for the public good. That was the excuse. And so what New London argued successfully in front of the Supreme Court was that getting more taxpayer dollars from a piece of property is, quote unquote, for the public good. So the idea was they were going to take people's homes from them and turn it over to a development corporation that would then build a mega complex for corporations like Pfizer to have their offices in. And the idea was that they were going to get more tax money if they turned it into a corporate complex than they were getting from the homes that had been there for generations. So Lauren Canario went there before she moved to New Hampshire, and she literally sat on the porch of one of these people when, like, a bulldozer was coming up to try to take the house down and ultimately was arrested for being on that porch and then was subsequently arrested again at a city council meeting where a lot of this was going on. So she actually got arrested twice while she was there in New London. And it was noteworthy, especially not just because she was doing civil disobedience with the arrests, but also when she was arrested, she would also not assist in her arrest.
Yeah.
So usually if you don't assist the officers with your arrest, you will be charged with what they call resisting arrest.
Yeah.
And she was not assisting at all. She would not get up on her own volition. She made them carry her everywhere. They got so frustrated with her, they ended up getting a wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Because they would put her in the, rather than having to like lift her
yeah.
and carry her everywhere, they would just lift her, put her into the wheelchair, and then wheelchair her, for instance, into her court
That's
appearances.
So ridiculous.
Like she would not even leave her own cell on
That's
her
awesome,
own volition.
Though. Good for her.
The lady is amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible inspiration. So that was my Lauren Canario story since you
yeah.
brought her up, Bonnie.
Oh yeah, I was just wondering what the difference was here and there. She was, you know, the cops didn't get arrested for picking her up, but
yes.
it's probably that she didn't get dragged.
She did get picked up in all of those instances. I don't believe she was dragged, and further, she did not ask to be dragged
yeah.
or anything like that. She just simply
well,
wasn't going to do
huge,
what they wanted.
That's a huge difference, too, right? Picking someone up versus dragging them
yes.
on pavement. I mean, you can seriously injure someone. I mean, scrapes, and it's the photo's not loading now. I don't remember if she was wearing shorts or anything, but
mm-hmm.
you can get road rash from that, you know.
But is she outside? I thought it was in a jail.
She was outside yeah. of jail in a cruiser.
Yeah.
Oh. So bringing her in?
I guess it is possible that she was in a, what they call a sally port, where they have, like, these garage doors
yeah,
inside the building.
Yeah, that's where it was, but it's still
okay.
cement.
Yeah, it's...
You know, it's not, like...
It's not going to be comfortable.
No.
To have, I mean, whatever you're being dragged over, just being pulled by just your arms
yeah,
is
well,
a fairly
handcuffed,
intense thing.
Too.
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's crazy. If there's more to the story, we can talk about what is going on with this officer. He's been fired, but is he going to face any kind of criminal charges for what he did? Or did he just, quote-unquote, break policy and now he doesn't get to be an officer of whatever department? Where was this
Tampa.
One? Tampa. And another question is he blackballed from the profession, or can he just move to St. Pete or, you know, West Palm or something and get another cop job there? That's a possibility for a lot of you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show. You can bring bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Talking about a police officer who's actually been fired after being caught dragging a woman from his police cruiser into a jail. We're going to continue with that story here tonight. It's Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
I want to say thank you to Malimber for being a supporter of Free Talk Live via our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here at Free Talk Live if you appreciate the work that we do, talking about the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom, cryptocurrency, things like that, 7 nights a week on broadcast radio. Then join Malimber over at amps.freetalklive.com. For as little as $5 a month, you can help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, and we appreciate it. You get some perks, too, like access to the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show minus commercial breaks. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So, Nikki, this guy, what's his name again? Do you have that in front of you?
Damon, Gregory Damon.
Officer or former officer,
yep, former
Gregory
officer.
Damon has been fired after being caught on video because he's at the jail. There's video cameras mm-hmm. around there. And I guess he had his own
body cam
as well, showing this woman that he apparently had arrested and then taken to the jail, basically told him she's not going to get out of the car on her own volition. She wanted him to drag her in.
Yeah. So in the photo I have here, she's kind of on her belly. He has her lifted up a little bit. Her legs are on the ground. And he seems to be, like, pulling her arms up.
Which, from the back? Like,
from behind,
from,
yeah.
From behind.
Yeah. So she's facing the floor as she's being dragged across,
like,
this
pavement. That could, like, dislodge your, or what's it called, dislocate your arm.
So he's not, like, dragging her face, but he is dragging her legs across.
Right.
And it looks like he's dragging them across metal grates here, too. It looks like a drainage system.
Looks like quite a distance. I mean, he's not, like, parked right next to
at least 100 feet.
The door, right?
Yeah,
he's dragging her across, like, a long garage or something like that.
So
what else do we need to know about this story?
So she was being arrested for trespassing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah.
So Damon then removes the woman from the vehicle and pulls her by the arms across the concrete floor, stopping once to tell her to get up, but the woman refuses. Damon drags the woman to a doorway and then buzzes for additional officers to assist him before the body camera video released by the Tampa Police Department cuts off. So, assuming he turns it off.
Mm.
The agency said it revised policy in 2013 to forbid officers from dragging uncooperative suspects on the ground.
It took until 2013 to do this.
Yeah. It's crazy.
All right, guys. No more dragging people.
Aww. All the cops.
Yeah. Right. Officers should instead seek assistance from jail booking staff or other law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
police say, which you would think would be pretty
common sense. Yep.
But apparently police officers probably don't have common sense.
This one didn't, that's for sure. He just wanted to give this lady what she had asked for, it sounds to me.
Yeah. My guess is he was probably pissed off at her. He mm-hmm. was frustrated that she was not complying with his orders. So
and he probably,
like,
thought nothing would happen. He
probably not, no.
He probably figured, okay.
Because it usually doesn't.
Maybe he even knew that it was violating the policy. But he probably just figured he'd get a tongue lashing from the captain, and then that would be the end of it.
You know, and they probably violate the policies all the time.
Sure.
You know, they have qualified immunity. Like, it doesn't matter. They can break the law. They can violate policies. It doesn't matter because nothing usually happens to them.
He got fired in this case because there were video.
Yeah.
And because I think to some extent the police are trying to, they're trying to fix their reputation, I think, to some extent, right? Like, they know that people hate them. They know that it's hard to find new cops. Like, it's getting difficult in the HR departments to actually find new blood who's willing to become cops. Like, even though, you know, you would think it is going to attract the psychopaths out there, and it certainly probably still does, but it's getting difficult. Like, they have to try to sweeten the deal. They have to give them bonuses or whatever they can to attract people into this job. And so they need to make this thing look a little bit better than it does to the public.
Yeah, it was so easy for me to convince this guy not to become a cop, even though he went to 4 years of criminal justice classes in college. He was like, yeah, I got it, and I can basically, like, become a cop really easily. I was like, ew, why would you do that? You have 4 years of college. You can just start a business or something. And he was just like, ha, ah, yeah, I know, ew, cop. You know, like, it was, and I asked him, because he tried to text me, like, a year after I moved here, and I just replied, did you ever become a cop?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, haha, no. And I was just like, okay, cool, block.
Well, that's interesting. So just the influence of at least one person, maybe he had more than one person influencing him on this, but, you know, you made a difference in that guy's life. Although, why would you block him after he said the right thing?
Because he was trying to text me, and I'm married to you.
Okay, fair enough.
Bonnie was just trying to do a little bit of field research. She just needed to collect her
Because I always wondered. He had told me basically that he was like, yeah, he changed his mind about becoming a cop, but that was like back in 2020, and it was like not cool to be a cop. And I really feel like I really influenced him, though, because he was like at first telling me as if like he was like feeling out to see if I was like, oh, that's cool. You're going to be a cop? That's cool. And then I was just like, ew, why would you do that? You could do anything else. You're already a productive person. Like, he was like some kind of construction-y person. I was like, just do a business doing what you already do. Like, you already know how to do. And you have college, you can get any other job. And he was just like, haha, yeah, I know. Ew, cop, right? Ew, you know? It was like that kind of reaction.
It seems like, from what I've noticed, it seems like most people that become police officers, it's kind of like a family thing, like their dad was or their grandfather.
Yeah,
so they
sure.
kind of have more of that family influence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, and I know, like, I have,
they
want to
make their dad proud.
Yeah. And I have seen, like, some of the girls I used to work with at the hospital had, like, kind of that weird police fetish thing where they were, like, watching these videos on TikTok and they're like, oh my God, look at this guy. He's so hot. And I had the
bad
same
bunnies.
Response as Bonnie. I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, why are you guys watching these videos? And they were confused that I didn't think that. Whatever, like, oh, the man in uniform. It's just not...
You know, it's interesting hearing you guys talk about this stuff, because if we can shift people's opinion in this direction more, then that is going to discourage more people yeah. from becoming police officers. And look, I'm not saying that there's not a role for a protector in society. I'm not saying that at all. But the government role of police officer is a monopoly on violence. And we've seen so many times how they harm innocent people. This is just the latest example. And if police knew that people really did not appreciate the kind of things they were doing to their fellow man, they would think twice. And they are apparently thinking twice.
I'm not even joking. I really think that women having, like, oh, it's hot to be a cop ideas is also helping with it. Because I think so many guys join the military. Like, I have less experience with cop people. I don't even have any friends that grew up to become cops. And it feels like if anybody in my classes and the high schools I went to, if they went on to become cops, maybe they don't post about it on social media or something, because I don't know anyone.
Because they're embarrassed.
But, lots of them went into the military, and it seems like, it always just seemed like they thought it would be hot. Like, they thought that...
Women
would love that.
That's what they say.
It's definitely a factor.
All right, there's more coming up here, and you can join the show. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts on the cops or whatever you want.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You USA News update, it is another day of flight cancellations and travel delays for tens of thousands of passengers across the country. Southwest accounting for 2,500 of the 2,800 cancellations, according to FlightAware. Another 3,800 flights affected by cancellations. Southwest responsible for the vast majority of those as well, as the company desperately tries to return to normal operations after weather and operational issues crippled the airline over the holiday weekend. Meanwhile, the death toll from the snowstorm that rocked the Buffalo area and western New York has sadly risen to more than 30 people. The toll expected to keep growing in the coming days, say officials. Cleanup efforts are still underway. The thruway has reopened. Metro service has resumed. And today, Buffalo Niagara International Airport will be up and running once again. Thousands of residents, though, remain without power. And there's no word for how much longer. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tia, Nikki, and Bonnie joining you tonight. Of course, the phones are open. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Looks like people are starting to give up on their pets under the pressure of inflation. We'll get into that. It is a sad story coming up here in moments. But right now we're talking about the police. Nikki, you brought in a story here tonight about a cop that's actually in trouble, actually got fired, and whether he's going to face criminal charges or not remains to be seen. But at the very least, he did lose his job for dragging a woman across some level of concrete, a fairly lengthy amount of it, it seemed, in a jail. Well, to get into the jail, he had his cruiser out outside of the whatever, you know, inside a large garage, it looks like, and a woman said she wasn't going to move on her own volition, so she wanted him to drag her. She didn't say, "You're going to have to drag me," apparently. She says, "I want you to drag me," which is a little weird.
It is weird. It's like, we don't know the conversation that was going on the cruiser.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know the tension.
We don't know if that was her direct quote either,
we don't.
You know
That's
what I mean?
I think it's just surveillance video. You're probably not going to get audio from
I don't think they do on the body cams. I'm not sure, though.
That's a good
body
point.
Cams do. Body
so
cams
maybe
have
that's
audio,
where they got it from, because
sure.
His body cam was on for that part. So.
Well, you haven't seen the video yet, so we can't say for sure. But this guy got fired over this, and it led to a conversation with us here in the studio about discouraging the police from
No, just like young men from wanting to become police.
Right. Well, I also think it's important. Like you had given an example of that in your life, Bonnie, with somebody that you had known, and then you had kind of talked him out of, or at least given him some information to the contrary to influence him as to not become a cop, even after he'd gone to school for 4 years for so-called criminal justice. Like, to be able to talk someone out of a career path like that after they've already invested that amount of time and money in it is really impressive. But, you know, also I think you could, to some extent, can influence existing police as well. If there's a police department in this fictional town, let's call it Keene, New Hampshire, where there's a lot of people who are critical of police violence or the police corruption or the police arresting peaceful people, and if the police, everywhere they went to, at every restaurant or every store or something like that, we're getting some sort of pushback. Again, this is fictional. This does not exist today. People still generally like the police. They still trust the police. But if people were not trustworthy of the police, if people were giving them negative feedback saying, you know, I heard what you did to that teenager last week by arresting him for possession of cannabis or whatever. That's not illegal here per se. But if you're a teenager and you've got cigarettes, you could be arrested or fined for that. So if people were to give some pushback to the police and say, hey, what you did is not okay. I just saw what you did arresting that college student for an open container, and that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And if they heard about it at their Thanksgiving dinner, and if they heard about it at the local coffee shop when they tried to go in and get some coffee, especially if some businesses stopped refusing to serve them. You know, there's, I think to some extent, social pushback could affect how these people do their job.
But it's almost the opposite. Like, cops get free donuts and free coffees. And it almost, I can't tell if it's because these establishments respect them and want to kind of, like, pay it forward or whatever.
Or they're afraid of them.
Yeah, or if they're trying to get favors or like, oh, hey, you know, you're pulling me over for speeding. Remember, like,
I gave you that free coffee last week,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, exactly. So,
you know,
and I've even had experience in my own life with that, being a nurse.
Cops in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even in, you know, I've gotten pulled over a couple of times in New Hampshire, and all I have to do is say, oh, I'm going to work. I'm a nurse. And they're like, all right, have a good night.
Hey, if you got the card, go ahead and pull it out.
Yeah. My friend used to always say, like, yeah, I understand you have to do your job. My dad's a firefighter, so it's kind of, and I don't understand why, but that literally works. I watched it work.
Yes. And it works. I mean, yeah.
Mark used to keep his fireman's helmet or whatever on the back seat.
Yeah.
So whenever he get pulled over, they look in the back seat.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm a fireman. There it is.
Yeah. I used to always, like, really, like, yell at cops and get upset about things because, like, they were, you know, trampling on my rights and stuff.
Yeah.
And my friend would always be like, listen, I know it's messed up, but you have to, like, talk to them nicer and stuff like that or else that things aren't going to go your way. And, I mean, he has a good point. I don't like it, but it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good strategy. Mm-hmm. If you're just a regular person who doesn't want to get messed with.
If you want to join the show, you can. Let's talk to Crichton. He's in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Crichton.
Yeah, the examples of the free coffee and donuts is kind of like a form of soft corruption, where the business owners they want to attract the cops into their establishment and be on their good graces in case they ever need them.
Yep, that's true.
But,
or in case, like, they ever are getting in trouble and want to get out of trouble.
You know, I want to just throw something out there since I did mention Keene earlier, and I have not talked to an officer about this specifically in some number of years, so I'm just going to presume it's still true. I actually found out at one point that the Keene Police Department, to their credit, has, and I'll give credit where credit's due, right? Like, when it comes to the police, I'm not a total, like, hater of the police. They are humans, and they're just, you know, they're doing a job we disagree with in a lot of cases. But at least to their credit, they have a departmental policy of refusing freebies.
Oh, really?
They are not allowed. If you ever see a Keene cop taking a freebie from, like, a McDonald's or something like that, as I understand it, that is against the department policy, and I've heard this directly from one of the higher-ups there at Keene Police Department.
And that's good.
Because of the corruption aspect of
it. They start to expect that sort of treatment.
Right.
I know people that were in the military, and they're like, oh, it's Veterans Day, and I'm not even get something from work.
Where's my military discount?
Yeah, all the time. So they just kind of expect that treatment. And it's like, well, does everybody else get it? It's strange to me.
Yeah. Crichton, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to call in and talk about when I was a teenager, approximately, I think I was 17, I was a true believer in the propaganda that we grow up with in school about the noble task of being a police officer.
Did you say propaganda or copaganda?
Propaganda.
Okay.
It's the same thing. And so I was a true believer, and I had an aunt who was dating a former cop.
Mm.
And at Christmas, I stopped this guy and asked him about it, about becoming a cop. And he said, oh, you're the nephew that knows the Constitution, right? I was like, yeah, probably. He said, you'd hate it.
Ooh.
And he was very honest about it. There's nothing about it that is true based on what you learned in school.
Wow.
It's not true.
Wow.
And then he said nothing else, and he walked away. And I literally never talked to the man again because 6 or 7 months later, they broke up. So I never saw a man again.
Wow.
But he changed me in a way that I have to thank this man, but I don't remember his name. Some 30 years ago, changed me in my path by saying this one thing.
That's amazing.
What you learned in school about cops is not true. You would hate the job.
At least he can speak the truth. I mean,
yeah,
to his credit.
Sometimes that's all it takes, right. You know?
You, who knows about rights, would hate this job because your job is to violate people's rights wholesale all the time.
I wonder if he, like, ended up being a cop for the rest of his life and has his pension and stuff, or if he ended up having to quit because he was actually getting tired of it.
Well, I found out that he had quit that same year.
Wow.
He's been a cop for 5 years, and that's actually how I learned about the iron law of bureaucracy, is that there's two types of people that join those kinds of organizations, or any organization.
Mm-hmm.
You got the kind that is a true believer in the goals and the mission of the organization, and then you have the second kind that's just a mover and shaker of career path. And without fail, it's the second kind of person that moves up and into and promotions in that organization. And then the organization mm-hmm. is changed to protect itself and the people, the bureaucrats at the top, that protect the bureaucracy. It's a self-reinforcing thing, and there is no exception to it. Any organization that's like that has been around for more than generations.
Independent thinkers are just going to get crushed in a system like that. And, Crichton, thanks for calling and sharing your story here tonight. I definitely appreciate it. It's amazing that just one sentence from somebody who you didn't even really know, but had the experience and was able to change your viewpoint on something. That's pretty impressive. There's more coming up here. You can share your story.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show and you can learn more about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, by heading over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started right there at the top of the page. You'll learn about those things. Get the basics down before you actually get in to getting some cryptocurrency, which is a wise move. You definitely want to learn about this technology. There are some important new concepts like decentralization and cutting out the middleman. I mean, we all understand how to cut out the middleman, but how does cryptocurrency do that when it comes to money? You can learn some of that stuff over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. When you are ready to get into crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can buy some of those things and a bunch of other cryptos through Bitcoin.com. They will sell it to you there. And also, they got a great news site with the latest news headlines always available to you over at news.bitcoin.com. It's Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie here in the studio tonight. We'll get into some tech news with what Meta is possibly going to do to U.S.-based news content. That's on the way here tonight. Plus, Bonnie, I think you had a story about Netflix, which I want to get into coming up. So grab that one and get it ready. If you guys want to comment, though, on the police situation here in the United States or anywhere on the planet, please join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So just to recap the story that you brought in, Nikki, a cop is fired in Tampa Bay because he dragged a woman through into a jail from his police cruiser when he simply could have keyed up his radio and one or two other jail guards would have come out and assisted him in carrying her into the jail because he was refusing to move on her own volition. But no, he decided to drag her. There's video of it, so he lost his job. But what has not been said in this story is whether or not he is blackballed from the business. Because in a lot of cases, when it's rare cops get fired. We know that. That's a very rare thing. But in many cases where they are fired, they're not prohibited from being a cop ever again. They just get to move out of the, Tampa
Bay. My guess is that he's not prohibited. I mean, this is
probably not.
It doesn't seem bad enough to be something like that.
Well, and where he just violated
just policy.
The policy of
that. He doesn't have a criminal charge.
Yeah, not a law.
That's what it seemed like. Yeah.
We would have heard if he'd been arrested.
Yeah.
And the odds that he's going to be arrested seem pretty slim.
Even though that's assault.
Yeah, it
if I did
is.
That to one of you guys, that I would be arrested, right? That's assault.
Yeah.
What if I said, I want you to drag me, Nikki?
I guess that does change
things a little bit. If you did say you wanted it, and she did say that, so, you know, maybe that's one reason why he's not being charged criminally for this situation. But either way, it's an interesting story that if we hear anything more about it, we'll certainly let you know. And you can comment as well at 603-283-6160. And so again, a lot of cops will get hired elsewhere, and it's just kind of like a hush hush.
Exactly,
thing.
You never really hear about it.
Well, yeah, they don't. They usually don't shout from the rooftops who their new hirees are, and they certainly aren't going to shout about this one. They're going to know that the guy got fired from Tampa Bay. They're going to understand that about him when they hire him. But if you think about it, given it's so hard to find new police officers, that increases the likelihood that he's going to get hired somewhere.
And
else.
He has experience. He had been an officer since 2016.
Okay.
So he at least has, you know, whatever that is, 8 years of experience or 6 years.
He wasn't a veteran cop by any means, but certainly not a noob either.
Yeah.
And it does make you wonder what other things are on his record. What other kinds of complaints has he received over the years? And this is an area where probably whoever wrote the story, you know, dropped the ball because they should have filed for his full departmental record. I want to see every single Freedom of Information Act. I want to see every single complaint, whether you guys did something about the complaint as far as like a departmental punishment or whatever or not. I want to know what was done, what were the complaints about this officer, and I guarantee you this wasn't his first offense. This wasn't the first time maybe it was the first time he dragged somebody, but he probably has other behavioral issues on his record.
That would change things a lot because, I mean, if that was the first thing he ever did and he got fired, I would almost think that it was like...
Seems a little too harsh for the first time.
A little too harsh. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he broke the policy and possibly hurt her, so maybe not, but it seems like it indicates that he might have done more things before.
I
think you're right.
I think this is the final straw. I think that this department probably was looking for an excuse to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you first told us about this, I was like, really? They fired a guy over that? Because it just doesn't seem like something that would normally happen.
In comparison to the cops that, like, shoot people who are eating hamburgers and things like that.
Well, that guy actually... That's another recent story, and maybe this is happening more often now, but the guy that shot the kid for the hamburger, he also got fired.
Yeah, but I mean, that was
freaking charged.
Yeah, but that was so, there's no denying that was, like, there's no excuse for that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
it's
certainly.
Not like the guy turned around and said, shoot me, like
no,
this
yeah,
lady, I want you to shoot me.
It's not the same level, there's no doubt about it. Major Payne, you're on the line in Michigan, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I didn't expect you to jump in so quick.
There you go.
Yeah, the cop on the George Floyd incident, I think he had been recycled 7, maybe 11 times.
You mean like going from department to department?
Yeah.
Wow.
The one that was on his neck, I don't remember his name.
Chauvin.
Oh, yeah, Chauvin.
But on the donut thing, you remember I called in before and I told you where the Baker's Dozen came from?
Mm-hmm.
That was from the Department of Weights and Measures, because the bakers couldn't quite figure out how to make a donut actually exactly an ounce and a third or whatever it took to make a pound of donuts out of a dozen,
mm-hmm.
right?
So they threw
so
another one in.
Got a free donut.
Okay.
Right there. Bang. So just here a couple months ago, I'm in a buddy of mine's house, and he's got a woman who's quite fond of baked goods. There's always all kinds of goodies on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking through, and I spot this big box of donuts, and it says, Cops Donuts. And, of course, I start laughing, right? And his daughter's there, where she's walking by. I says, Cops Donuts. I says, that's funny. She says, yeah. She says, they're really good. And I said, well, who would know where the best donuts are but the cops? You know? But the good thing about that is the more fat they put in it, the better the donut stays. And the fatter the cops get.
And a lot of departments don't, after a certain, I don't know how many years or whatever, but after a certain amount of time after you get hired, I guess it's like once you get the tenure, right? Because there's a certain window in a lot of departments where once you get hired, you're still sort of on probation, basically, and they could fire you for things. But once you get past that window, then you basically cannot get fired unless you, you know, rape or murder somebody and get caught doing it. but they also don't test you for physical strength anymore.
It seems like it.
After a certain point.
Some of them are pretty fat.
Right.
It seems like you would have to be able to pass, like, the initial week of hell camp or base camp or whatever every, like, couple, 3 years to be able to make sure you can do your job.
Nope.
They're more pencil pushers.
That's why you see so many fat cops, is because they literally have no requirement to keep their physical strength or their training on that end after a certain point.
But like a bad doctor, he's at least got to go to another state and file for a license. These guys just got to go to the next county where they still got their buddies.
Yep.
Well, and like doctors and nurses have to do continuing education.
Yes.
Cops don't have to do anything like that. That I know of.
I think they can, but I don't know if it's a requirement.
Yeah, it's not.
I think there's a mandatory course they're going to make them take every again now and again, like, don't drag broads across.
no sexual harassment training, probably.
You just don't hear broad often these days. Major, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, man, I'm good. Peace, boy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
How many times have we told Major not to call chicks broads?
That's a reference to the UHF movie, Bonnie. Very nice. Very nice. All right, so I think we're done with this story. We got to talk about the Netflix thing. And now, I'm not a Netflix online customer. I've never been. Actually, I think there was a time when they gave you both the DVD Netflix and the online Netflix together. I think in the very beginning when they first started doing the online thing.
You're old school, right? You like the old school Netflix.
I have the actual physical platter Netflix where you get Blu-rays and such. So this probably isn't going to affect me, but Bonnie, what is going on with Netflix now?
This from Zero Hedge says Netflix customers could face criminal charges for sharing their password.
Mm, okay. Yeah, this is something, as I understand it, Netflix has been very upset, apparently, about. For a while, they apparently tolerated people sharing passwords, but they feel like they're losing out. They feel like they're losing money here. They're leaving money on the table if people are going to, you know, somebody's paying 10 bucks a month or whatever it is, 14, 15 bucks a month for Netflix, and they're letting 10 people use their password.
You know, I feel like I'm losing out on money if I don't use other people's passwords. So.
We're going to talk about it, so you've done this before.
Oh, absolutely.
Like. Okay, all right. And Bonnie, you'll tell us more about this story on the way here. And the phones are open as well. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as well. And then the sad story about people returning and giving up their pets due to inflation.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.